Dr. Gene Scott presents Sunday at the King's House.
Marvelous story, full of glory, tales of past, tears of drop. He was meant to deliver, sins forgiver, and every problem he understood.
You know, if you look in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, verse 38, you'll find scripture that refers to this song that was sung by Sammy. I like that song. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You got that in your Bible? Acts 10:38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I think that's wonderful. So he's been with him ever since. God raised him from the dead. Jesus then gave power to his preachers and told them to go and do good. But he told them to do, go and heal the sick. So the word of God he sends through the preacher to heal you as you have faith in that promise that Jesus gave. He lives today to do that. Well, hello everybody. I forgot that almost. Welcome to King's House 1. Yeah. You who are watching on the network and listening on the radio, welcome to our morning service. We say hello to a lot of people on Sunday morning anymore. It used to be a small crowd here about 10 years ago. Now then, we go to thousands of people. It's watches and listens to the program on Sunday morning, King's House One. So welcome, everybody. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Had a song turned down here, I want to sing. Now then, I've lost it. But it's in here somewhere. Number 238 in your hymn book. I would not be denied. Isn't that marvelous that Jesus lives to bless you in spite of the devil? He just lives to bless us in spite of the devil. The devil, he's not going to bless us much. He don't have that power. All he does is keep people on the broad road. But Jesus lives to bless us. And he wants us to sing praises. That's why the book of Psalms is full of praises unto the Lord. Full of songs unto the Lord. And we praise him through a song, and he blesses us as we sing. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So that's why we're blessed. Because the Holy Spirit blesses us as we sing the praises unto God. I would not be denied. All right. I promised my son this morning I'd sing till he got here. So I'll sing one more song and I can get his breath since he got here.
Yeah, he set me free.
Number 263 in your hymn book. He set me free. He couldn't get away without singing that. All right, that's a theme song around here.
I apologize to you that got locked out of the parking lot last Sunday, but when I invited Mike Rodriguez and his wife to get on my private jet and fly up to the lake. They forgot everything. And Mike had the key to the parking lot locked up till nobody could get in. Put that over there, Mike, or Sammy. I understand some couldn't get in last Sunday, and that delights me. You needed to hear my dad's testimony. I now know what it's like, and as pastor, I've tried to share in most things that I could, till I'd understand how to preach where my congregation lives. But one thing I never experienced before, and that's a family vacation. I took Joe Shack and his wife, Larry Dudley and his wife. I figured they'd suffered enough for a few weeks. They needed some relaxation. I took Mike Rodriguez and his wife, Mark Travis and his wife, and Christine played house mother to all of us. And we went to the lake to stay one day. And then it became two. And then it was Saturday. And I said, Dad, most of the network since we've been on satellite has not heard your testimony. And we'd like to stay over till Monday. Then I heard that you responded rather positively to getting me out of town, and I said, what the hell?
You got a clean handkerchief? Handkerchief.
What's the matter with that rolled up one there? Just check and see if everything's in place here, being gone a week. Some of you aren't in place, I can tell you that. That should be up in the balcony over here. Some say that vacation's a sin. But tell me, how can that be true? You change keys on me every time, Sam. And you're not fooling me either. Some say that vacation's a sin, but tell me, how can that be true? For vacations have been in this world since Adam, a garden was in. Now, if it wasn't legal, then the lawyers ain't true. It would be full of folks that had a right to do. If it didn't like it, then away the girls would run. And if there wasn't any, then the filter would get gone. You got the words now? Can't you all start with me when I start on that course? You can out practice of doing the difficult. Some say that kissing's a sin, but tell me, how can that be true? This is Seven Deadly Sins. It's a very biblical song. For kissing has been in this world since the very first day there were two. Now, if it wasn't legal in the lawyers, they would do. Prison would be full of folks who had it. Like a den away, the girls run. And if it wasn't legal, they'll be working out.
You got to get the word. You see, matriculating back to a work frame of mind is difficult. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Trying to get under conviction about all that week of sin that I've had. Some say that cussing's a sin, but tell me, how can that be true? For cussing has been in this world since the devil was told, go to hell. Now, if it wasn't legal in the law, your name too. Christmas would be full of folk and had a cussing too. And if they didn't like it, then away the girls would run. And if it wasn't legal, then the devil would be fine. You got the words of the chorus yet? And if it wasn't legal, then the lawyers, they would sue. Anybody knows that. And the prisons would be full of folks who had cussed a time or two, or whatever the subject is. Kissed or vacationed. And if it wasn't legal in the lawyers, they would sue. Prisons would be full of folks who had had a cuss or two. And if they didn't like it, then away the girls would run. She takes everything into account. And if there wasn't plenty, then the pilfer would get none. You see, each one of these things, the pilfer gets some. So that proves there's plenty. You got it now?
Yes, sir.
This is my answer to the moral majority. Some say that gambling's a sin, but I'll bet you 50-1 that gambling has been in this world since horses and greyhounds could run. Well, if it wasn't legal, then the law you said so. Prison would be full of folks who had it. And if they didn't like it, then away the girls would run. And if it wasn't plenty, then the pilfer would be done. Poor pilfer!
I can see this is really moving a lot of you. You say, well, it's stupid. Well, it's ancient. It's ancient. And this is an old Irish classic. And that's about all you can say for most church traditions. They're ancient. I tell you, this is about all you'll hear on most pulpits this Sunday. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. Some say that drinking's a sin, but a gaggle is good now and then. For drinking has been in this world forever and ever. Amen.
Now if it wasn't legal in the law, you'd have to. Drink would be full of folks who had a drink or two. If they didn't like it, then away the girls would run. And if there wasn't anything, the girls would run.
How come you look so happy, Mike?
Now, let's do it again now that we all know it. Some say vacation's a sin, but tell me, how can that be true? Vacations have been in this world since Adam a garden was in.
It wasn't legal in the Lord's day to sue. Prison wasn't full of folks that had a gun. And if it didn't like it, then away the girls would run. And if it wasn't plenty, then the girls would run.
Shut up.
Some say that smoking's a sin, but tell me, how can that be true? For smoking has been in this world since Adam taught Eve how to puff.
No, if it wasn't legal, then the law you'd take too. Prison would be full of folks that had a puff or two. If it didn't like it, then away the girls run. And if it wasn't, pilfer would get none.
Poor pilfer.
End it. Now, I hope there's no pilfers here because we want plenty in the offering.
Well, we just wiped out half of the Christian world that watches me. Now I can give some good news to the sinners that are left. When I'm tossed on life's sea, can't you find where I'm at? They cover me, and the dark clouds won't let the sun shine through. Then a voice seems to say, child, there'll be a brighter day.
Fill it up. You did pretty good, but we're going to have to raise some money today, so dig a little deeper than normal. I'm going through, Sammy.
I'm going through. I don't care what the rest of the world is. time. Now, we're getting close enough to August 14th. And the third million we dared to believe for the secret, is sufficiently short. Don't be surprised if I start preaching on Gideon. Jeremiah. Chapter 18. Page 838. You got a Bible like mine. I'm going to finish this message today, I hope. You should have written in the margins of your Bible, along with these passages, words, principle, purpose, process, prize, person. How many of you got that? The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. There I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. Have you got written in the margin the correction? He wrought his work on the wheels. Got that? And the vessel that he made of clay, and you can turn me down just a hair, was marred in the hand of the potter, a little more. So he made it again, another vessel, just a little bit more. I'm talking to the sound man, not the potter. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again, another vessel. Underline these words, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? The message is still the same. O King's House 1 and the denizens therein, can I not do with you as this potter did to the clay? Now, I've already said this in the other two messages, and said it every year since I've been here. The strongest characters in the Bible were taken by God to the potter's house repeatedly to get a message across. Zechariah, the young man that rallied the people to rebuild the second temple. Jeremiah, who withstood every pressure as God's trustee, he decreed the downfall of five kings in a row. Isaiah, whose prophecy began in the debacle of the death of Uzziah, one of the great kings. And Paul of the New Testament, tougher than all of them. Now, there's got to be a message of great importance that God again and again, and I'm waiting for the movement to stop. Now, ushers, do your job. a little less conspicuously. Vacation ain't going to change anything about this teacher. You bring a staple gun and staple your pants to the seat. And ushers are supposed to listen to me too. There's a quiet way, ushers. Maybe I need to talk to my ushers. There's a quiet way for you, if there's something has to be done, to slip outside quickly and do it. You don't have to talk in here. A peck on the arm and a crook of the finger is all that's necessary. What are you wandering around for up there? Get him on out, and anyone else wants to go with him. Anybody else want to go? Somebody go tell that jackass he's not welcome here anymore. Not even on the grounds. Now, if you got to pee, hold your crotch when you go out. Otherwise, the next person that moves that hasn't given the proper signal is going to be arrested for disturbing the peace. I've had it with the idiots that think this is a place to come and look in out of curiosity because we happen to be on TV and then disturb all the rest of us. Now, I run this as a university classroom. It's a privilege for you to be here and listen to me, whether you know it or not, and I'm going to act that way or you get out the door. If I have to carry a one-man crusade to teach manners to an insolent age, that's a fine assignment. I take it today. Go to some church where some carping idiot yells at you the whole day. My people come here to listen, not to look at your butt sliding down the row in front of them trying to get out because you didn't have any business coming in the first place, because you don't have the brains to be here. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
If you get me mad, I'll preach 3 hours. You know, elimination is as necessary to the health of the body as assimilation. And there's an interesting further philosophic musing on that statement. There is great variety and individuality, color and taste in what goes in the mouth, but there's a strange resemblance that is sameness to those that go out. Which you gotta admit is a rather profound way of describing those who leave.
Yeah.
what it says. All right. From that object lesson can teach the principle. God's the boss. There is one major thing wrong with the world today because they've been listening to the devil longer and more often than they listen to God. This world knows very little, particularly this American world, about submission to authority. Well, you only got two choices. You submit to God's authority or you live forever under his delegated authority, Satan and hell. There is no such thing as freedom in a vacuum. The only freedom man has is to choose a master. That's the principle. Well, I don't like that. Tough.